Welcome, Rita. In today's discussion, we'll be exploring sustainable supply chains. We aim to understand how sustainable supply chains incorporate principles of circular economy and environmental sustainability. Can you help us understand the key differences and how sustainable supply chains integrate circular economy principles and environmental sustainability?
Absolutely, Jesse. In a traditional linear supply chain, we see the full spectrum of activities involved in moving goods, from raw material production to delivering them to the end user. This includes suppliers, support organizations, and customers. However, in a sustainable supply chain, the focus shifts to ensuring social, economic, and environmental sustainability throughout the process.
That's insightful. What are the key strategies involved?
A sustainable supply chain encompasses four strategies: legal, ethical, responsible, and sustainable. This ensures compliance with regulations, ethical business practices, responsibility towards stakeholders, and a commitment to long-term sustainability.
It sounds comprehensive. Could you explain how the concept of a sustainable supply chain can vary in its application?
Certainly. The term sustainable supply chain can refer to different scopes, such as the sustainability of the order-to-delivery process, the extended supply chain, or even the entire supply chain involving material circulation. This flexibility allows businesses to tailor their approach to sustainability based on their specific operations and objectives.
Let's explore the concept of circular economy supply chains. We often hear about preserving the value of materials and keeping the material loop as closed as possible. Could you explain what this entails?
Absolutely. Circular economy supply chains aim to maintain the value of materials by minimizing waste and maximizing reuse. This involves keeping materials circulating within the organization, within the industry, or even between industries. By doing so, we ensure that resources are used efficiently and sustainably.
That makes sense. So, how do traceability and transparency fit into this picture?
Traceability and transparency are essential in circular economy supply chains. They enable us to track the journey of materials from production to disposal, ensuring accountability and promoting responsible practices. With transparency upstream, we can take responsibility for the collection and delivery of materials, while downstream transparency facilitates reverse logistics, allowing us to reclaim and reprocess used materials effectively.
It sounds like ownership plays a crucial role as well. Can you elaborate on that?
Certainly. In circular economy supply chains, ownership often remains with the product manufacturer even after the product is sold. This concept of product as a service means that customers have usage rights rather than ownership rights. This shift encourages manufacturers to design products for durability and reuse, fostering a more sustainable approach to consumption.
I see. And what about minimizing the use of non-renewable materials and reducing waste generation?
Minimizing the use of non-renewable materials and reducing waste generation are central goals of circular economy supply chains. We achieve this by designing products to be durable and materials to be reusable, using sustainable and safe materials, and implementing recycling programs for products, components, and materials at the end of their lifespan. Additionally, revamping production processes to collect inputs and reuse them, as well as designing reverse supply chains and sustainable packaging, are key strategies in this endeavor.
Fascinating. Lastly, how do we bring about these changes in practice?
Implementing circular economy principles requires changes at various levels, from procurement practices to partnership strategies and from transparency measures to operational models. This includes building the necessary supply chains for byproducts, collaborating with producers of recycled and renewable materials, and educating both supply chain members and customers on new operating models.
Thank you, Rita, for shedding light on these important aspects of circular economy supply chains. Transitioning to such models requires a holistic approach and concerted effort from all stakeholders involved.
Absolutely, Jesse. Embracing circular economy principles in supply chain management holds the key to a more sustainable and resilient future for businesses and society as a whole.
In our upcoming show, Rita will be addressing inquiries directly from SME like yours, providing invaluable insights and guidance on navigating the complexities of exporting while embracing circular economy principles. Don't miss this chance to gain personalized advice and practical solutions tailored to your business needs.
Looking forward to it.